Welcome everyone this afternoon to RCCA.
欢迎各位来到我们的磐石教会。
We continue in part three of our sermon series.
今天我们继续我这个系列的第三讲。
People of God, independent, dependent, or interdependent.
我们神的人民是如此的独立，互相依赖。
The last two sermons were from Romans. Today, please turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 24-25.
罗马书第十章。
A couple announcements today.
We've
got four
or
five of them. The first one is, if you were here 2 years ago, you would have seen a tall German guy and then a very short son of his who has now grown very tall. This was September 2012, and Ethan is much smaller, much slower, and he's definitely gotten quicker. And if you fast forward a couple months later, actually a year and a half later, David organized our first basketball tournament back in July. Please give him a round of applause, David Siegel.
这个是David Siegel, 是他们是来自德国的后裔。他们很多年以前，他们的儿子 Ethan 是非常小的男孩，但现在已经成长成英俊少年。
And Ethan's gotten quicker.Faster, stronger, so we're good. It's good to see that happening. So today we're going to play some more basketball. Someone brought, who's the new girl from China? You brought a basketball today, right? I saw you brought your basketball. Let's welcome her. She just moved here from China in the summer. She's been playing with all the boys. I think she's in fourth or fifth grade, so please give her a round of applause.
刚从中国大陆来的女孩子只有四到五年级，但她现在跟其他的男孩子一起在打篮球，大家欢迎她。
The last sermon 2 months ago, September, I challenged everybody. We over here had a second projector talking about the church land and some ideas. I still challenge each of the small groups to think of ways that we can together as a church help take care of this land that God's entrusted us.
九月份我们在教会讲道的时候，我在这里贴了张地图。我当时挑战大家说，如何让大家能够将神委托给我们的地图能够在这里更加有效的传福音。
I mean, nobody likes to live next to an empty lot. So the best we can do for now is at least if we could try to help take care of it, clean up, perhaps come up with some creative ideas. So together in your group, start thinking about this, pay some visits out there, That would be in the northwest section there of the picture.
所以我们讲到上次呢，我们教会其实拥有一块地在 Cedar Park 里安的那片。我上次提倡大家以小组的形式去，能不能去看一看那块地，看看我们能够为那块空地做什么。这是我们上次讲到的内容。
Please turn to your neighbors now, left and right, and say, "What are you doing November 22nd?"
请大家问一问你的邻居。
Left and right, what are you doing November 22nd?
十一月二十二号，你要做什么事情？11月22号，问问你周围的人，他们有什么打算
？You are going with all of us to the Irwin Center, where we're going to be watching some volleyball.
这是 UT Irwin Center 的那个排球比赛。如果你们有其他安排的话，欢迎你加入我们。
Sorry, not Irwin Center. If we go to Irwin Center, there's going to be, I think, a boxing match. We need to go to Gregory Gym, as Dave Siegel reminded me.
不是 Irwin Center, 是 Gregory Gym, 是他们的体操房 ，Gregory 体操房。
Next week, bring money, bring $6 per ticket, okay? So we're going to have like 1 week of sign up. So $6 per ticket, we're going to be sitting in the upstairs area. They're playing Kansas. It's at 3 o'clock against Kansas.
这是我们对 UT Austin 对 Kansas 大学，每张票$6。如果你下次能够来带上这个票的费用来加入我们的话。
We went, I think, 2 weeks ago to watch them play China. I think, Grace, did you have a good time?Had a good time, Mr. Lai? Pretty good time. Close match. China almost won. It went to the fifth match. Great game.
两周以前我们刚看了一个 UT Austin 对中国的一个队的一个比赛，所以上次是非常精彩的比赛，这次继续邀请大家来。
I owe some people some dinner for a Bible Jeopardy game that I lost, or that the youth won, sorry. So I owe at least 5 or 6 people dinner tonight, but I'm going to invite everybody to go. So we're having dinner at CC's tonight at 5:30.The address is here. It's the one near Target, 183 and 45.
因为上次我输了一个游戏，所以我还欠了很多人的饭局，所以我今天邀请大家来，今天晚上在 CC Pizza, 就在183那里，欢迎更多的人来加入我们今天的晚餐。
Larry, I think it was Larry, Ying, there's a few more other guys, and Young and Grace were on that team too, okay? Last announcements. We will be having parent and pastor meetings in mid-November all the way through December.
我马上要进行一个青少年的父母亲和我的一个会议和牧师的会议。
Last year we did a large gathering. We'll still do that on a Sunday, but what I like to do is to meet individually with families, with the children. over the course of like 6 to 8 weeks, and then in January we'll have a big meetup with everybody.
所以从十一月中旬开始，我计划跟每个青少年的家庭有一对一的这样一个会晤，然后到了一月份，我们再进行一个集体的开会。
So this could be at your home, this could be at Starbucks, this could be at a meal. We'll figure something out. But the sign-up sheet is with Lorena. Please sign up with Lorena after the service.
所以地点呢，看你方便。如果你能够登记你想要的时间呢，请找到我的妻子 Lorena。
All right, I want to begin the sermon officially with this. I want to congratulate everyone. Put your hands together for Ethan Siegel and his team, 7-0, undefeated this whole season.
让我们跟那个 Ethan 来祝贺他，
yes, sir.
祝贺他的那个
undefeated. And from what I heard, because I've been to I think 2 or 3 games, they had never had a point scored against them in 7 games. That's I think a record. It's never been happened for an awesome school. So,
所以我们这里一个少年，他的中学的那个球队本赛季呢是7-0，一直在胜。所以呢，这对他来说是一个很不容易的一个成绩。所以我们要祝贺他成为一个在体育上有这样一个小小的收获和成绩。
So together as a team, and I've watched this team over 2 years get better and stronger and faster.
所以我们作为一个团队，在过去几年里面，更高、更快、更有效。
And great things can happen when we all work together as a team.
当我们作为一个团队一起努力的时候，就有很多令人很好的事情发生。
When Lorena and I first came to church 2.5 years ago, I shared during the question and answer time my philosophy of ministry.
两年半以前，我跟我的妻子 Lorena 来这个教会的时候，我跟大家分享了我对职堂的和牧会的一些理念。
The pastors are not like CEOs, but like the pastors are like coaches.
我认为教会的牧师不应该像那个执行总裁一样的，更应该像一个教练。
And we're all in one big team, and most of us, all of us, should be players.
我们这些人，我们的会众实际上就是每个球员。
We need to have each other's sidelines and each other's backs. We're playing as a team.
所以我们作为一个团队呢，我们应该互相彼此的支持。
So we, the leadership, are here to help unleash the players to do good, encouraging work.
所以提到牧师和牧养教会的领导才能呢，我们应该鼓励各个队员能够互相帮助，这样能够取得成绩。
I want to see solid victories each week.
我希望每周都能有长足的胜利。
I want to come together, and when we pray and we share, I want to hear about spiritual conversations that are victories for you.
我希望我们的会众能够每周来到教会，讨论如何得胜的一个圣灵。
And that's the way that I kind of measure our success: the spiritual conversations that you and I have in the workplace, in fun, and in school.
所以我就更希望听到有这样的谈话，是属灵层面的谈话。有关于灵的胜利的谈话。
And our playing field isn't limited to GCBC.
我们的那个合场呢，不仅仅是在这个教会里面。
The last sermon we talked about how huge the field is.
我们的合场实际上存在于更广阔的这样一个社会空
间。The average football field is 57,000 square feet.
我们实际上是
57,000 square feet. This is so much bigger than 57,000 square feet.
这是一个更大的、更广阔的土地。
There is much work to be done in Austin.
这有 Austin 呢，是一个有很多工作需要我们去做的地方。
So not just at 10511 Salt Mill Hollow Road. This is just merely an address that we get to use on Sundays.
所以我们所谓为神做事情，不仅仅是在这一个地点，在这一个地址，实际上我们有更广阔的空间。
So I asked you last time.How much time do you spend at church?
我上次问过你们个问题，你们一周有多长时间是在我们教会度过的？
We said on average 4 to 6 hours is what you spend at church.
所以多数人回答说，大概是平均在4到6小时。
With your small group?
和你的小组呢？
2 to 4 hours.
大概是2到4个小时。
How much time do you get to spend with your family?
你每周有多长时间跟你的家人在一起？
Maybe 14 to 16 hours a week.
大概14到16个小时一周。
How about with your spouse?
和你的配偶呢?
Maybe 14 to 15 to 16 hours. And sleeping doesn't count because you're just snoring and just trying to like get sleep.
Yeah, 和你的配偶如果睡觉不算的话，有14、15、16个小时差不多。
And then let me ask you this. How many hours a week do you work?
那这个问题就是你每周在你的工作单位花多长时间?
40?
40小时一周。
50?
有的人加班50个小时一周。
60, 70 hours?
甚至更多。
That's more time than you spend with your spouse.
所以我们在上班的时候花的时间比跟家人上花的时间更多。
That's more, much more time you spend at church.
比在教会花的时间更多。
Than with your family at home.
比在家里的家人花的更多。
Oh, we have a huge, huge mission field.
所以这是一个非常大的合场。
And so work, our workplace, this marketplace is our mission field, and it's how we perform there.
所以在工作的职场实际上是一个非常好的合场，我们有更多的工作可以做。
It's how you think there.
你如何在那里思考的。
It's how you love people there.
你如何在职场上爱你的同事的。
It's how you suffer there.
你如何在职场上承受苦难的。
This place, the places that we live, the places that we work, these places where we spend 80-90% of our time outside of the 4 to 6 hours that we get to spend at church.
所以教会以外你其实有这么多的时间可以在职场在家里来经历神。
This is what I'd like to focus about this afternoon.
我今天下午就想来聚焦这段时间。
I'd like us to get away from thinking small and thinking about big impact.
我想讲一讲我想来讨论一下我们可能做到的大的影响力。
So that when we gather, we are purposeful about what we do together.
所以我们在聚会的时候，在教会里聚会的时候，我们可以来思考，我们在一起可以做什么事情呢
？So that when we are together, we are actually recharged. Just like many have smartphones and we need to charge them constantly because we're so addicted to them, we come here and we recharge and we're able to go back out and make a difference in this huge, huge mission football field that we get to play in.
因为我们每周来教会实际上只有4到6个小时，我们实际上要让这个4到6个小时获得最大的功效，就像一个智能手机需要充电一样，我们应该让我们来教会的时间就相当于给我们充电时间，这样我们能够充满电，能够去我们的合场里做更多的工作。
So let's read together Hebrews chapter 10, a very short passage today. Let's extrapolate it together. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24. I'm going to read in English and then Sister Lei will read it in Chinese. Please follow along with me.
所以我们要读的是希伯来书，对不起，不是罗马书，希伯来书10:24-25.
Please read it in English. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Sister Lei?
现在我们来读中文，希伯来书10:24-25，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
RCCA, I want to begin by saying that Christianity was always meant to be a corporate thing.
会众们，我一直想说，作为一个基督徒，实际上是一个合作的这么一个精神。
That it was meant to be public.
是面向公众的一件事情。
It wasn't meant to be private and it just for me.
所以不是一个非常私密的事情。
It was meant to be a corporate and public thing.
所以应该是面向公众，面向合作。
So in the time that this was written 2,000 years ago, the idea of private worship actually was a reality because of four things.
在2000年以前圣经在书写的时候那个时候实际上是对神的这个一个worship 是在私密的空间进行的。
The word I'll use is challenge, as David Siegel told me to use, challenge. The four challenges are the same challenges today. The challenge of persecution.
当时呢他们面临了这样一些挑战。第一个呢是迫害。
The second one was some people were shy about their faith because the church was growing so rapidly in the public arena.
第二件呢，当时第二个挑战呢是，当时教会获得了非常大的、快速的发展，那很多人呢就感到非常的害羞。
The third one is like today. Some people felt like they were had better things to do on their day off. They were simply lazy.
而且第三件事情就像很多人觉得很懒，在周末的时候他们就不想做任何事情。
The fourth one, in some locales, people simply didn't like other people that went to church.
第四个原因呢，很多人去教会的人，他在教会里发现其他人有他不喜欢的人。
You got the four challenges, right?
所以我们有四个挑战。
Say them together with me. Number one, persecution.
第一个是。
Number two, growing public church. Number three, people prefer privacy and their alone time. Number four, other Christians believers that we often don't get along with.
所以我们小结一下四个挑战，当初的教会和今天的教会是一样的。第一个是迫害，第二个呢是教会越来越面向观众，公众。第三个呢是人们更加喜欢私密的这么一个场所。第四个呢是其他的基督徒或者其他的信仰的人呢，让我们觉得很难跟他们相处。
So the author of Hebrews says it's much easier for a lot of people to think that it's easier not to turn up at church then.
所以在希伯来书作者写道人们因为有这些原因更加容易不想去教会。
But in these two simple verses, he says that's not enough because really this is what church is about. And he says each and every person here today at RCCA is an encouragement to everyone else here today.
那正是因为当时有这些挑战呢，这个希伯来书的作者在这个两节经文里面就讲到，实际上大家要不可停止聚会，要彼此相顾和激发爱心。
Church, let's say that together. Each and every person here today is at RCCA is an encouragement to everyone else here today.
所以让我们共同来看这句话，就是当我们来教会的时候，我们每个人都是彼此的鼓励或者是绊倒。
Or it can also be said this way. Each and every person here today at RCCA is an encouragement or a discouragement to everyone else here today.
对，这句话也可以理解成，当我们来教会的时候，你要么成为别人的激励，要么成为别人的绊脚石。
Each of us has the ability to be either encouragement or discouragement or both to another believer.
所以我们呢，很有可能就是成为，要不就成为绊脚石，要不就成为别人的激励，在这个教会里面。
We all need encouragement, and especially all the more as verse 25 concludes by saying what Hebrews chapter 9 says in verse 28. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
所以就像实际上是我们每个人来教会的人都是需要激励的。就像在希伯来书九章二十八节讲到的，基督既然一次被献，担当了许多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是要拯救他们。
So on one hand, you have the impetus of the writer of Hebrews saying in verse 25, keep gathering, keep meeting together, keep doing church together.
所以一方面在希伯来书说我们不可以停止聚会而且呢我们要一直勉励行善要激发爱心彼此相顾
And I want you to pay attention to this. He says that leaving you with this, with great trust.
他这样说是因为他给大家重很大的信任
He leaves you full of belief that we can trust one another as we leave here.
当我们来聚会的时候我们充满着这样一个信任当我们离开的时候我们内心有这样的一个信任做底
The assumption for most of us in leadership is that as we leave GCBC's address here that we go into our families and into our workplaces and into our schools and we trust that you will do good work
所以我们每次来教会聚会的时候当我们离开的时候我们信任你将带了这样众多的信任去向你的这一周的生活和职场
That we're going to be presentable as we come and worship God we give him our lives we give him our sins and we leave here clean inside and out ready to be presentable to the world
所以我们每周来教会呢实际上带着我们的罪把这个罪都留给了这个耶稣基督而我们受到了洗礼以后干净的由内而外的清省的离开了教会去面向我们的合唱和职场
But this is the reality of a broken world. The reality is that some of us don't go fully committed to the mission during the week.
但是事实是很多人离开了教会以后并没有全身心的投入他的这个合唱的工作
While the biblical author has an ideal for us, this puts a tension for us 2,000 years later because we aren't that committed 2,000 years later.
所以这个刚才这个是一个理想的情况，事实是和那个是有巨大的差距。
The reality is that some of us don't attend or participate fully when we are here for the worship time service. People, I've looked in here sometimes and I see a lot of people on their smartphones and they're not looking for Bible verses.
事实是，有时候我们即使人在教会，我们也被那个手机分散我们的注意力。
The reality and challenge is we place so much emphasis on someone else leading us that we don't realize the important role that each of us has to lead in verse 24.
而且事实是我们常常来教会的时候我们希望别人能够领导我们而我们并不指望自己能够领导自己。
Let's read verse 24 together. The challenge is, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
所以，希伯来书的10章24节是说，我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
In addition to the challenges of 2,000 years ago, I'd like to present three additional challenges specifically for RCCA today.
所以今天的磐石教会相比于2000年以前的这个圣经上的教会呢，我们有多了三个挑战。
I'm going to speak fast because we have some guest speakers today. That's why we have the chairs.
我等一下会邀请一些朋友来上面做见证。
So here we go. The first challenge RCCA for us is that.Some of us see this place or this worship time as repetitive.
我们今天的多余其他的三个挑战呢，第一个是有一些我们当中的有些人把这个已经看成了一些重复性的动作。
I've been spending a lot of time the past couple weeks with the youth upstairs, talking about why. Why we do this, why we do that. To me, I think why is so much more an important question than what.
我认为我们来教会的时候常常问一问为什么我们要这么做而不是我们怎么这么做可能对我们的属灵的长进更有帮助
And if you never figure out why you go to church you will end up at some point not liking it because it becomes a ritual rather than a free place to serve the God of the universe
如果你常常来教会从来没有问过自己我为什么来教会那你可能就把这个来教会的事情当成了一个形式走走过场
And eventually something will just disconnect
终于呢有一天你内心会失去一些联系
It's like our cell phones that we're trying to recharge It's just something will happen in the wiring It just won't charge fully or properly
就像一个手机一样总有一天你要是不问问自己为什么的话那个手机将会不停地需要充电
I need you to raise your hands for the next exercise here
请你举手如果我们能够一起来参与的话
What repetitious activity do you dislike the most?
在你的日常生活中有哪些重复性的事物让你非常的讨厌
Quickly take a look at the list How many people dislike cleaning the bathroom? Raise a hand
多少人讨厌重复性的清洗厕所
Young Wait, that's both you and your wife So who cleans the bathroom?
所以你跟你的妻子都讨厌清洗厕所
And Billy raises hand, so that only leaves Michelle
他们全家
Wait, so nobody cleans your bathroom.
他们全家就讨厌清洗厕所。
You guys host small group. How many people dislike cleaning the house?
有多少人讨厌清洁家里
We're guilty of that. Lorena's got her hand raised. My hand's raised. So Grayson's left, kind of mopping the floors here.
所以我们
家 How many people dislike mowing the lawn?
割草有没有讨厌割草的人
How many people dislike shaving?
剃胡子。
It's more meant for the men. How many people dislike driving to and from work? And I know some of you have long commutes.
多少人讨厌开车上下班?
It's tough. We've been talking to some of you. Some of you guys have 45-hour drives. How many people dislike doing the dishes?
多少人讨厌洗碗?
How many people dislike getting out of bed?
起床。多少人喜欢睡懒觉?
So I have to ask you, why?
为什么你会不喜欢这些事情呢
Why do we dislike these things? And then compared to maybe some of this list that someone came up with from the New York Post, what daily rituals do you enjoy the most though? How many people enjoy eating breakfast?
所以纽约邮报说这些事情哪些人喜欢做的作为每
天事 How many people enjoy going for exercise?
有多人喜
欢 Harris, I know, plays basketball Sunday morning. See, he's got his hands raised.
有多人喜欢吃早饭每天有运动的时间
How many people enjoy spending time with their spouse?
是否喜欢跟你的配偶在一起花时间?
Billy raised his hand there. How many people enjoy picking up their child from school?
多少人喜欢去学校接你的小孩?
Okay, Wajin's like fully just Ethan, she wants you to know she loves it. Why?
为什么我们喜欢这些重复性的事物呢?
And for some people, going to church can either be an activity that you dislike,While for others, it might be enjoyable. Why?
所以同样一件事情对某些人来说可能充满乐趣可是对另外一些人来说又是一件非常值得厌恶的事情
Because we place emotion on it.
因为我们在里面注入的情感
Because we are allowed to feel a like or a dislike towards something.
因为我们被允许有这种喜爱和厌恶的感受
Toward an activity.
这每一件生活中重复的事情
Towards a person
生活中我们遇到的人
And that becomes tough at church Because all our activities at church Are about the business of loving God And loving people
这件事情到了教会里就成为有挑战的事情了，因为教会里面讲的是爱人爱神。
So as Lorena saw me making this list, she said, why don't you ask this? How many people enjoy having a clean bathroom?
有多少我的妻子建议我问你是不是喜欢看见一个干净的厕所？
How many people want a clean house?
有多少人喜欢打扫房间？
How many people want a nice lawn?
有多少人喜欢一个漂亮的草地？
How many people want all these different things, a clean plate to eat from, well-rested to go help the world?
所以多少人喜欢这件事情，而之前你是厌恶做这件家事的？
Then it comes down to one thing, you got to put in the work.
所以这个告诉我们有人必须干活。
And whether you like the ritual or the routine of it or not, you got to put in the work.
不管你喜不喜欢这个仪式和这件事情，有人总有一个人必须
来做。I know I'm about to get an amen from Sister Wei over here. How many people like a loving church?
有多少人喜欢一个充满爱心的教会？
An encouraging place where everybody is welcome.
充满鼓励，充满包容的教会。
Well, then you got to put in the work.
那如果我们喜欢这样的教会的话，我们就必须有人为此付出努力。
If we want RCCA to continue to be a loving place, then we have to continually do something about it.
如果我们想要我们教会成为一个充满爱心的教会，我们首先就要付出爱心。
You are the living part of verse 24 that says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
所以实际上我们每个人都要活出24句的这个经节。我们要彼此勉励行善。
I want us to commit to this together. Please read this part together. It's going to take hard work from everybody, not just the elders, deacons, or leaders.
所以让我们来看这句话，实际上是我们每个人在教会都需要努力工作，而不是仅仅是长老、是执事、是小组长。
You are the living part of this verse.
我们就是要活出这个经句的日常的能量。
I'd also like us to consider some challenges that we have as a Chinese church in this North American setting.
请看白板上将要列出我们的挑战。
Okay, together, just raise a hands. What are the reasons, typically, why people go to a North American Chinese church?
请大家来讨论一下一些典型普通的原因，为什么华人要去北美的华人教会。
Anybody?
有没有人来说出你的想法？为什么有哪些原因我们要去华人北美华人教会？所以文华君说，我们要去教会，华人去教会呢，是为了赞美神，跟一些跟你有类似背景的人一起赞美神。
Keep going, we got a big group today. 140 of you guys should have like 140 answers. Similar culture, someone said similar culture. Keep going.
我们去北美华人教会呢，是因为有共同的文化背景。因为我们说同一种语言。
Okay, keep going.
还有没有请自由举手。
Michelle, where's your hand raised? Okay, do we have a hand raised in the back?
还有没有人举手回答问题？是你认为有哪些典型的原因让我们这些人去北美的华人教会？
Friends. Someone said friends. Good one, Samuel.
朋友 ，Samuel 说我们去因为了结交朋友。
What he really means is spouse. He wants to find a spouse at church.
他实际上是想找配偶。太早了一点。还有没有？
有。For children.
有的人是因为他们的小孩子想要去教会，所以大人就跟着一起去了。
Anyone?
还有没有其他的意见？
Okay, that's good. That is a good list, and our lists match. This is my list. This is a list that compiled by different scholars, theologians, surveyed by a couple hundred people. This is the list.
It says, 这是我的一个条款。
These are typical reasons why people go to Chinese church. We've kind of got number one, Wajin said, a place to worship God and serve. Number two, a place to receive counseling. Number three, a place to find answers spiritually. Number four, a place to find accountability, be teachable.
这些例子呢是我学习的一些其他的报纸上的例子而总结出来的十条。去教会呢一般就是因为教会可以让大家有一个共同的敬拜神的地方，能够受到教诲，能够找到属灵的答案。
And then the rest are considered typically more secondary, even though it's a list of 10. The first four are typically considered primary. Number 5 to 10, you can see why they're perhaps more secondary. A cultural center to see other people of the same ethnicity. 6, a positive example for your kids. 7, a place for you to meet people and make friends. 8, a place to meet a soulmate. Number 9, a place for business. A place to find business contacts. Once again, should not be primary. It seems to be a secondary type of thing. And then 10, some people just do it out of habit.
所以第五到第十条呢列出了一些次等重要的一些大家去教会的理由，包括了是因为成为一个文化交流的地方，让你成为你孩子的榜样，一个让你交新朋友的地方，甚至找到你的属灵的伙伴，甚至是做生意的地方。
Some of these reasons are better than most.
这些其中的理由呢，有些理由比另外一些理由更加好。
In the end, though, whatever reason that brought you to church, if verse 25 isn't completed with verse 24, if you don't do good and love and encouragement, then your effort to come to church, no matter what the reason, is in vain.
无论你来教会是什么理由，如果你没有做到24和25条，来教会是为了彼此激励，能够有更多的激励的爱心。如果你做不到这两条的话，这些所有的理由最终都将成为虚空。
Going to church in the long run will feel like a ritual because rituals are done without love. Rituals are done without heart. Rituals are done without thinking.
所以当你把去教会成为一种日常生活必须做的一个事情，一个仪式的时候，那你就会没有放入爱心在里面，这件事情将最后成为一个非常空虚的事情。
I shared about this last time with the two powerful forces of worship and culture. You know what the difference is between a ritual and a sacrifice according to the Old Testament?
对旧约来说，仪式和献祭是有什么区别呢？
It has to cost you something or it doesn't mean anything to God.
这两个最终的区别是不是你要付出一些代价。
So if you go to church for some of the wrong reasons, without a real sacrifice, not really from your heart, it's a ritual. So if you go to church for some of the wrong reasons like this, it's a cultural center. It's a positive example for your kids. It's a place for you to meet people, make friends. It's a place for you to find a soulmate. It's a place for you to find business contacts, really? It's a place for you to go out of habit because we just go out of habit. Well, then you're going to feel empty at times.
所以在这个我的这个 list 里面，五到十条实际上是你去教会没有放入爱心，没有放入牺牲，你只是仅仅是为了获得一些表面的好处和理由。
That's a tough realization, isn't it?
所以这样的认识让我们觉得非常的残酷，非常的严酷。
That some of us today, right now, sitting right now this afternoon, need to examine why we have been coming to church.Because sometimes it's for some of the wrong reasons listed here.
所以值得好好的扪心自问一下，我们来教会是为了付出更多的东西来更好的服侍神呢，还是只仅仅是一个社交仪式？
Because if we really stop to think about why, it'll lead you to the fact that God actually cares about all His people, that He allows you to come to church as you are.
因为神爱世人，所以神允许你来到教会，就以你原来的样式来。
But he wants you to know your primary reason for going to church.
但是你需要思考，你为什么主要来要教会的原因是什么。
These are primary reasons.
所以一到四条是你来教会的
原因。Church is about worshiping God.
所以教会是赞美神的地方，敬拜神的地方。
And for some of you who have been more mature and more seasoned, and you didn't even look at the other examples, you just said it's the top 1 to 4, we have a great, you have a great responsibility that I can share with you.
所以当你成为一个信基督徒很长时间的一个基督徒的话，你可能会很自然地想到这前面四条。
You are to encourage and love those who have a tougher time in life and have been attracted to church because of items 5 through 10. That means that we need to be more patient. That means that we need to be more understanding. That's where we need to realize that this is where church can and will always be messy because of this list.
所以你来教会的时候，如果你是想来教会做服事的，那请你能够对对五到十条来教会的这些理由能够更有包容，更有耐心来帮助他们。
That is why we have elders and leaders to help guide us.
这就是为什么我们教会里有这些长老和执事来帮助来指导大家。
And even though I've been away for a week, 2 weeks, I'm aware of what's happening in the congregation. This is why we need to get away from judgments, from gossip.We need to get away from things that happen when people compare that this person has this and this person has this. These are things that happen when we start comparing our lists.
所以教会不应该是一个大家互相说闲话、彼此诋毁、彼此忽略、彼此评论和判断的地方。
Because it's not encouraging at all.
因为如果这样的话，教会将不是一个非常充满激励的这样一个环境。
If someone comes to church and you invited them,We will do all that we can to protect that individual from gossip, from slander, from ignorance, from judgment. This is not a country club. This is RCCA, a church. Amen.
当我们邀请新朋友来的时候，我们会众应该尽全力保护这个人，以免这个人受到论断，受到闲言碎语的困扰。因为教会不是一个俱乐部，而是一个服侍神和信仰神的地方。
The third challenge I'd like to share about is about our lack of diversity as reflected in the New Testament.
在新约里面，我想跟大家分享的一个是一个挑战，就是我们如何缺乏了多元化，在一个教会的环境里面。
I want us to consider this because the workplace, the neighborhoods that you live in, the schools you go to.Do not always look like what we gather as RCCA.
在我们的公司和社区里面，实际上是一个更加多元化的一个背景，跟我们来教会的这个磐石的单一文化背景比较不同。
80% to 90% of the people, 80% to 90% of the time that you spend, which is the workplace, are not around people that are Asian and Chinese, just like in this gathering here with this hour and a half.
所以你80% to 90% 的一周的时间是花在不是有很多华人的地方。
The first century church, the first church was known for diversity. Jews, Gentiles, Greeks mingled alongside women and slaves.
教会的史上的教会第一次聚会实际上是一个混合，是外邦人和希腊人还有犹太人的混合，甚至有奴隶和妇女。
Scholars have long maintained that the reason the church grew so quickly was because of the diversity.
实际上史前的教会可以如此快速的发展，实际上就是因为它的多元化的存在。
And that, the backdrop of that was the Roman Empire had rigid class and ethnic divisions.
实际上当时的社会背景是罗马社会有非常严格的道德分化和阶级分化。
And that's like North America today. We have rigid ethnic and class divisions.
这跟现在的北美非常像，我们实际上有很明显的社会阶级分化。
And we have social economic divisions.
我们有社会经济的分化。
So much so that even when we gather together, we still don't understand the why of what we do sometimes.
因为存在的这样社会背景和阶级背景的分化，我们在一起聚会的时候，我们常常不能够了解为什么这些事情会发生。
You know, two months ago after the sermon, someone came up to me and said, "Pastor Paul, I feel so sorry for you."
上次我讲完道以后，有人说 ，Paul， 我对你感到很，我很为你难受。
I've known this person probably a year, year and a half in the church, and this person said to me, "I feel so sorry for you." I said, "Well, why?"
我说你为什么为我感到伤心呢
？Because you live in such a bad part of town.
因为你住在一个很糟糕的社区里面。
I mean, it must be that you can't afford anywhere else.
你大概付不起其他的好区的房子。
That's not why I live in the east side of Austin.
我跟他说，这不是我住在奥斯汀东边的理由。
So I said, we chose to live there. You should see this person's eyes lift, like, you chose to live there?
So,
and what question came next? Why?
所以Paul说我是主动寻求住在奥斯汀东边的那个人就说为什么呀
？And I've shared with you so I've shared with you guys enough times why Lorena's heart has been there for quite a while now.
所以我已经分享过，正如我们以前分享过的，我们因为对那个社区有负担。
That's how we make sense of we go to Chinese church, why we go to Chinese church, and yet we live in a neighborhood where we spend 80% to 90% of my week in a different social economic, different ethnic.Background with all the different people.
这就是为什么我一周来教会来一个华人教会，而我选择住在一个奥斯汀东边的这么一个社区背景非常混杂的一个地方。
Sociology professor Kevin Doherty at Baylor says parishioners prefer to go to church with people who look like them. That's a true statement, People choose churches where they feel comfortable. Maybe they get challenges there, but they're going there, he's saying, primarily for the comfort.
所以有一个北勒大学的社会学教授，他的名字叫凯文·道尔提，他说，我会众选择去一个教会聚会，乃是为了文化上的舒适，他们不愿意获得其他的挑战。
Do we want this to be the reason why people keep on meeting habitually here at RCCA because of comfort?
我们是不是每周来教会成为我们一个非常舒适的事情?
Because people look like us?
因为我们跟其他人跟我们长得很像的人
在一起。Because the Savior and King that I serve day to day, week to week was not about comfort. Jesus was not about comfort.
实际上是耶稣基督服侍众人不是因为舒适不是因为方便。
He was here to challenge the status quo.
他实际上是在教会里挑战个人的现状。
It is because of God's love for all his children that we get to be called children of God.
正因为耶稣先爱了世人，所以我们才能够被称为我们是神的孩子。
And because of this great gift from God, we must RCCA respond with the best response.
正因为神先给了我们这样一个巨大的礼物，所以我们教会作为整个个教会应该有更好的回应。
We must love others. We must encourage others.You have this huge opportunity during the week.
所以我们应该彼此的激励和给爱心，而你在整个一个周中呢，有很多的机会可以允许你这样做。
We have permission to be a Chinese church, but is that really going to be our only legacy?
我们正好是成为一个华人教会，那这是不是成为我们唯一的文化上的遗产呢？
Is it possible to be a Chinese-speaking church still and still be inclusive? I say yes.
我们可不可以成为一个华人教会，但同时成为一个非常具有包容性的华人教会呢？
But we must be intentional about this in our mission and vision statements. Number three, is it possible to be Chinese-speaking church and still be encouraging to each other as well as outwards? What do you think?
所以我们可不可以成为一个主要以说华文为主的一个教会，但同时也能够向外延伸呢？
Is Karis here?
Karis 在不在这里？
Okay, just sit down. I need you in a minute.
我马上需要你
I need you in a minute. So, we say yes because we said that last time, besides the Chinese culture that you and I have, we have something else. We choose to participate in worship. These are the two most powerful forces in the world.
除了说中文呢，我们也要敬拜神。
So, because we worship God and because we happen to have an ethnic culture, these two things we can use to God's advantage.
因为我们碰巧是华人，我们同时也要敬拜神，所以这两件事情成为一个我们非常有利的一个情况。
And as we move into 2015, we're coming up on that soon. What are we willing to sacrifice as a church in order that we might grow as a church?
当我们进入2015年的时候，我们不仅可以把整个教会作为祭献给神，我们更可以同时呢，我们教会就能够获得更大的成长。
And for that, like I said today, I want to talk about why. The next sermon we're going to talk about what. But you typically, this is what organizations do. They focus on the what, and then when people really ask, then they answer the why. But I want us to be all about the why, and the what comes secondary.
一个普通的教会呢，大家总是聚焦在应该做什么事情上，然后当有人问的时候，他在解释为什么。而我希望我们磐石教会能够做反过来的事情，就是先问为什么，然后再来做具体的事情。
We need to focus on why. Let me give you some examples. Karis, you're my girl. Why do we start 2:15 upstairs? So that we can what? We can bond. And because at 2 o'clock, most of the adults were not here. Most adults.We run on Chinese time. We arrive 2:15, 2:20, even for combined service. The last thing that I ever want to do is to make one of my youth feel like they were last for service. So I start church upstairs every week at what time, Karis? 2:15.2:15.
所以我们青少年聚会不是在楼上聚会是2:15，而不是跟楼下大人聚会有点差异的时间。
So I've endured all kinds of like criticisms. Pastor Paul's always late. Pastor Paul lives so far away. He should get here earlier. I am intentionally starting the service at 2:15, and we've done that for almost 2-3 years now.
我们一直在楼上是2:15开始聚会。
Why do we do basketball?
我们为什么要做要打篮球呢
？I mean, clearly, you saw the picture from 2 years ago to right now, and how it's sparked off fellowship for the people. That's one reason why we've done basketball. Why do we care about Tao? A lot of people said to me, I got a lot of pressure from different people. Why are you letting Tao live with you? Why is Tao so important to you? If you just stopped and said, how could you not? Why should I not care about Tao? How could I not care about encouraging someone? Why do we, and here's the one, we, it's not about what we do for communion. It's not about when or how often we do it. It's the fact of why do we do it. And that's what makes it special for us.
所以我们不是说我们圣餐领圣餐的形式是什么，我们要常常问自己，我为什么要在这里领圣餐，这个能够让我们能够再进行深一层的思考。
We need to focus on why.
让我们来思考为什么。
I'm going to go through real quick. This week I had a chance, I'm doing some consulting for a marketing and PR firm. It was in Las Vegas. It's at SEMA, the world's largest car import-export show. You know, we talked about this football stadium being 57,000 square feet. This is over 1 million square feet of cars.
这个礼拜我正好在拉斯维加斯给一个公司做市场的调研。那这个正好是一个进出口车的一个展览。
So this is a very famous tire company. I won't mention it. But let's just say that right now, we all realize that China and Taiwan are making tires. Not this brand, but they're making their own brands A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
所以我们认识到大陆和台湾现在正在制造各种各样的汽车。
So as a favor to this PR firm, they flew me out there, and it was my goal to find 10 new lines that we were going to distribute in different parts of the world.
所以我的这个工作呢，就是在这里找到10条新的生产线，能够在全世界进行。
Well, it's been a while since I've been back in the consulting game, so I have to really like try to brush up on tires, this. We're going to source who we want to meet with. You know the funny thing I realized about most Asian tire companies?
我很久没有做这样的那个市场调研的工作了。
They couldn't sell me.
我发现这个亚洲的公司他没有办法没有办法向我销售东西。
They kept on selling me on what do you think? They kept on trying to sell me on the what?
所以那些亚洲的公司呢，老是想要卖给我他们想卖给我的东西。
What do you think I want to know about?
你们认为我想知道什么呢？我去这样展销会，
Why?
我想知道什么呢？我想知道为什么。
Why should I put my name and our company's name?To represent your tire, which may or may not be like what you claim it to be.
我想知道的是，我怎样和我的客户能够有更充足的理由来买，成为你的经销商和分销商。我想知道为什么，有什么理由可以让我成为你的经销商。
Time and time again, I couldn't. It was funny. It reminded me so much of the Chinese church. Time and time again, their sales teams were large, but no one spoke English.
有时候那些亚洲的公司它有很大的一个销售团队但是没有人
说英文 I mean when they saw me coming everyone flocked me because they thought I spoke Chinese
当他们看见我的时候以为我说中文他们巨大的团队就来找我跟我说中文
If you know the car industry in North America you think about the largest ones are Ford GMC everyone is Caucasian no one spoke Chinese
你要知道，如果你在传统的这样汽车行业的话，在北美，像福特这样的公司都是说英文的。
So these Asian tire companies from Taiwan and China had a huge opportunity, but they couldn't communicate with anybody. That's the first point.
所以亚洲的这些轮胎公司呢，他们不能够跟任何人能够取得沟通。
Second thing was they didn't know their product. They kept on trying to tell me what is this? This is a tire. How much is it? Oh, I don't know. I'll find out. I'll get back to you. It was just the worst presentation. It's like, so why should I represent you? I'm going to go to the next manufacturer right next door.
所以他们的销售团队有个问题，就是他们一直就是想卖给我这是一个什么东西，这是一个轮胎，他们想卖给我这个产品，但不告诉我为什么，有什么理由我要来代理你的产品。
I want us to think about why we come to church. I want us to think about what our brand is. Is it really love and encouragement? I want us to really know, is this the brand that we have as RCCA? Love and encouragement.
所以我想同理我想让我们教会成为一个充满爱心和激励的这个教会让大家来我们教会的时候都能想说为什么我要来这个教会
I'd like to hear from four significant voices and I think we're at time
我要听到四种声音我要进行一个面试
Okay, the four speakers we're going to continue on I preach again in 3 weeks December 7th We're going to continue from here andWe're going to move into communion right now. What do you guys have planned for Sunday school today for the adults?
我们今天的主日学有什么计划吗
Is there Sunday school today?
Yeah, we have.
Okay. We will continue from here in 2 to 3 weeks with a combined service with the 3-4 speakers that we have a guest panel with, and we'll pick up from here.
所以我们将把这个面试推迟到下一次，12月7号。
I want us just to end on this. We need to know why we are here and why we do what we do in our pursuit of God and worshiping Him.
因为今天时间关系，我们等一下还要领圣餐，所以我们今天呢就先到这里。我现在想要作为一个总结，我想要整个教会会众来思考，我们为什么要来到这里。
Why questions When we ask why, it leads us to interpretation.
当我们问为什么的时候，我们就会进行思考和解读。
And if we can replicate those interpretations, rather than just doing the motions because we know what to do, then it will be real. It'll be real in the workplace, it'll be real in school, it'll be real outside of church.
如果我们进行思考的话，那我们的日常生活的行为就将成为更加生动，更加有意义，充满意义。
As we move into time of communion, I want us to turn a few verses above Hebrews chapter 10. We've been reading from verse 24, 25. Today we're going to read from verse 19 to 25.
我们再读一下希伯来书第十章，在这个十九节，希伯来书第十章第十九节。
As we prepare our hearts for communion, please listen to the words of the writer of Hebrews. He says, Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened up for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
这是希伯来书第十九节第十章第十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是急着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前，也要坚守我们所承受的指望，不致动摇。那是应许我们是应许是信实的，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, we, because of your great sacrifice,
亲爱的天父，因为你巨大的牺牲和献祭，
you let us into your kingdom and into your church.
你允许我们进入你的国和教会。
We don't need any more incentive than that.
我们除此以外，我们不需要其他的激励。
We admit that we habitually sin and we habitually reject you sometimes for other things.
我们承认我们常常是由于习惯犯罪。
But we come back to your table today and we ask for renewal, for recharging.
但今天我们回到了你这里，我们要求请你来重新点燃我们。
And thank you God that we have this chance together to celebrate your sacrifice. As we get ready for Thanksgiving, we come to you with a grateful heart.
感谢神，因为你的存在，我们有机会来欢庆你的存在，来敬拜你。而在感恩节快要临近的时候，我们尤其珍惜这样的机会。
So we get to say this because of the confidence of your sacrifice and your resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray.
因为你的献祭和牺牲，我们对你有这样的信心，以这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.